Good morning, I'm Pastor Amy Little, and today is the fourth Sunday in Advent, the Nativity of Our Lord, December 24th, 2023. Our lesson from today is Psalm 24, verses 1 to 10. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to what is false and does not swear deceitfully. He will receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek the face of the God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift them up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. A blessed Christmas Eve to all. This night has always been one of my favorite nights in church. As the sun sets and the air cools, we put on our winter coats and head to church in the dark. We might even be treated to some gentle snowflakes by the time worship has ended. It's rather magical in a Norman Rockwell kind of way. The luminaries on the sidewalk invite everyone in to worship the newborn king. In Jesus' day, there were requirements to enter the temple for worship. The psalmist spells them out by beginning with a serious question. Who shall ascend the holy mountain? Who shall stand in his holy place? In other words, who may enter God's holy temple? Just anyone, as in the mantra we often say, all are welcome? Not exactly. The prerequisites were that worshipers had to be in a state of purity, cleanliness, righteousness even, to enter the sacred temple. The psalmist wrote, "Those who have clean hands and a pure heart, who have not pledged themselves to falsehood, nor sworn by what is fraud, they shall receive a blessing from the Lord and a just reward from the God of their salvation." The remainder of Psalm 24 is a hymn that cries out to the doors and gates of the temple as the King of Glory approaches. We know who this King of Glory is. It's God's one and only Son, who, as St. John reminds us, is the one who was sent into the world so that all who believe will not perish, but will have eternal life. Not only that, but Christ was sent to humanity, not to condemn sinners like you and me, but to save us from our sin. Even though our hands may not be clean and our hearts need purifying, the Christ child beckons us. He beckons us in to receive the greatest treasure imaginable, communion with him and right relationship with God. God's people could not fulfill the law, and so our Heavenly Father sent his Son to fulfill it for us. He does this for us so that on that great day of the Lord, we will receive God's promised blessing. And so we can hear the words of the psalmist as if we are at the gates and doors of the temple, waiting for the Lord to arrive in all his splendor. Lift up your heads, lift them high, for the King of glory is coming in. He is the Lord of hosts, the one we find in the manger in Bethlehem, and he is the one who calls us his own. Let us pray. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, establish and confirm us in your truth by your Holy Spirit. Reveal to us what we do not know. Perfect in us what is lacking. Strengthen us in what we know. And keep us faultless in your service. through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.